Use the power of positive thinking to promote healing and reclaim your life. What exactly are affirmations? Affirmations are positive statements used by the mind to help put down sad, scary, or defeating feelings. Affirmations promote the practice of positive thinking, the belief that a positive mental attitude can achieve success in anything. More specifically, an affirmation is a meaningful statement that is absorbed by listening and then repeating it to yourself. You can even write them down for further reinforcement. Affirmations can be very useful in the healing process. They can help reprogram your subconscious mind to combat negative thinking. Affirmations can be a powerful adjunct to a mindful meditation regimen. As you listen to our affirmations, take what is useful to you and just leave the rest. If there's an image or a statement that is especially meaningful to you, try to remember it and then play it over in your mind several times a day. Cling to it as a healing touchstone. When should you listen to affirmations? As you lay in bed before you sleep is an especially powerful time to listen. Use them as often as you like, but most people do well listening twice a day, morning and evening. For best effect, listen to each affirmation and think about it as you say it out loud. So let's get started. Relax, take a deep breath, and open your mind to the power of some positive, healing affirmations. You can't get this wrong. Just listen and repeat. I acknowledge my great loss and accept it into my heart. Although my loss is painful, I will survive it. One day I'll find joy and happiness again. I am safe within my emotional crisis. I cannot avoid my loss and choose instead to meet it head on. I will find closure and blessed healing one day. My tender heart is protected safe within my chest. Although my heart feels broken, healing is taking place right now. I feel warmth and peace within my heart. There is peace and satisfaction within my grieving. I will not resist or avoid my pain and grief. I will survive each day, one step at a time. I have the right to feel hurt and feel sorry for myself. My grief is my own, and no one can tell me how to grieve. My grief and pain are understandable and justified. I will remain open whenever pain and grief come to visit. My grief and pain and love are all cradled within my heart. My grief is safe and protected, and I will survive it. All the love I ever felt for my lost one is still within my heart. My loving heart will protect me from the storm. I will survive despite my great loss. I am held in the arms of God, and I am perfectly, utterly safe and protected. I realize that I am angry about my loss, but that is okay. I am normal when I feel anger at my loss. Acknowledging my anger is healthy for healing. I will eventually diffuse my anger to promote my own healing. I will learn to leave anger behind. Anger is a normal part of grief. I will not deny my anger. I am justified in feeling outraged at the injustice of my loss. My anger will ease up as I continue to heal. I realize that I have some guilt or remorse over my loss. My guilt is a normal part of grief. It's okay to feel some guilt, but I will learn to release it. I will come to terms with my guilt and eventually discard it. I am only human, and it is normal for me to feel some remorse. I realize that guilt stifles my soul. It will be a great relief when I defuse my guilt. My burden of guilt is not just. I forgive myself for past mistakes. I did the best I could and did not deserve to feel guilty forever. I forgive my lost one for their mistakes too. Forgiveness will set my soul free. It feels good to let go of anger, resentment, and guilt. I forgive myself and others for errors of the past. Forgiveness paves the way for healing and happiness. I will reach out to others for help and support. It's not healthy for me to grieve totally alone. I will make the effort to connect with friends and family. I will build stronger relationships with others. There is strength in numbers. I need help with my grief. Friends and family can support me and give me strength. My grief journey is easier if I am not alone. Love from friends and family will sustain me in my grief. I will connect with others for my own well-being. I cannot control what happens in the future. I had no control over what happened in the past. It feels good to relinquish control of everything. I cannot control events or people, but I can control my own emotional reactions. I will let go and give up my driving need to control everything. I will relax and accept what comes my way. I will make my own inner peace. I have my own wellspring of strength and comfort within. I have an inner core of peace and strength. I will survive the storm with my own strength. I surrender to higher powers. I cannot control my own destiny. I will give up and submit to my God for help and release. In giving up control, I will find the comfort I need. When the time is right, I will leave my loss behind. I will find joy and happiness again one day. My grief will eventually mellow and be more comfortable. My grief will ease up one day, but only when the time is right. Resolution of my grief will happen exactly as it should. I look forward to a joyous future. I will survive my loss and be happy again one day. I care for my body by eating healthy and by exercising. Due to my inner child, I feel a natural love and joy in being alive. I will protect and care for the innocent inner child within me. It is important for my future to take care of my body and health. I find health and healing by laughing and finding joy in life again. Sometimes I need to cry, and this is okay too. My crying releases spent energy and cleans my soul of grief and tension. I will relax and focus on positive thoughts and feelings during the day. Sometimes I'm scared, mad, or sad, but that's okay. When pain and grief visit, I will embrace them and not avoid them. My grief and pain will ease when the time is right. I love myself just as I am. My feelings are justified. The love I have for my lost one is safe in my heart. My own wellspring of strength helps me to endure hard days. I cannot control people, events, or the future. I forgive myself and others for errors of the past. My special dreams help me heal as I lay sleeping. Letting go of grief is not betrayal or forgetting. I will not only survive, I will thrive. My pain will eventually mellow, and this will feel right. My own life is important and worth saving. One day, I will leave the darkness of grief behind. Just for today. Today I will smile. Today I will walk in the sun. Today I will call a friend. Today I will exercise. Today I will eat something healthy. Today I will find joy in something of beauty. Today I will do something just for fun. Today I will forget my troubles and help someone else in need. I will never forget that I am held in the arms of God. And I am utterly, perfectly safe and secure.